you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. Travis, yesterday there was a high school baseball game. Garbin and Emory. Garbin took it to Emory, 16-0. And the Dinos are playing great baseball. At the same time, Emory's kind of been up and down. Anytime those two teams share the field, it's fun. It's fun to watch. We got to watch a couple of innings of it yesterday. It's a fun game.
It is, and Carbon's clicking at the right time. And like you said, Emory, they're kind of up and down. They're trying to find themselves right now at the moment. So still a lot of time left in the season for Emory, but Carbon right now playing great baseball.
Well, we're going to stick with Carbon for this particular segment. And we're going to bring in Coach Jeff Cincinnatus, who is joining us right now in the studio. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, good to get back in, Jordan. Thanks.
Busy week for you guys. You have games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You guys finish 2-1 on what's a short/long week. I say a short week because no region games at all, and now you guys will have today and tomorrow off. But nonetheless, you played some great competition this week, and you guys come out with two wins.
Yeah, we had a good schedule this week. If you look at our teams we played, we go up, play a 5A Provo, come home, play 4A Salem Hills, and then finish up yesterday with Emory, who obviously has moved up to 3A this year. So it's our spring break week. The kids got out of school on Wednesday, and they're out until Monday. So it was a week where it was going to be pretty hard to schedule region games. So I did my best to get us three games at the beginning of the week against good competition. And, you know, I think minus the game on Monday, which I wasn't real happy with our effort, I think we got better for the week, and I think it'll help us out in the future.
Scores improved, definitely. A shutout loss to Provo, a one-run win over Salem Hills in extra innings on Tuesday, and then a blowout win over Emory yesterday, 16-0. Biggest difference, at least from what you saw, I mean, away from the competition, Coach, because I know Provo, we're talking about a 5A school, 4A school in Salem Hills, 3A school in Emory. At the end of the day, when you look at the team's performance, what improved over those three games?
Well, for the biggest part, it was just our effort improved. I mean, when we went to Provo on Monday, I said this on the radio after the game, I thought it was one of the worst performances that we've had since I've taken over as a head coach, you know, 4 years ago. But obviously this year it was, because we just didn't play with any effort, just not focused in and not doing anything that we've been coached to do. And, you know, Provo's a good team in 5A. They'll probably finish middle of their region, I think. But a team that I definitely feel like, you know, if we turn around and play again and we play the way we're supposed to, that we can beat. And then you come back and play Salem Hills the next day. You know, I got on the guys pretty hard Monday about our effort and doing things the right way, and I thought we came out and played a really good Salem Hills team who's ranked, you know, 3 or 4 in 4A right now, and beat them in extra innings and played really well, and that got us ready to play Emory, you know, obviously who's a 3A school. And you know, but our effort improved every day, and we just did the things we're supposed to do. I mean, we just Monday we didn't do anything, and we just got better at playing the game of baseball the right way the next 2 days. So obviously our effort and the way we executed was better.
Salem Hills is ranked. Is that the best win of the year so far for this team?
Yeah, anytime you can beat a higher classification school, it's great. And then if you beat one that's ranked and having a good season, you know, and you're probably never going to see their number one or number two pitcher when you do that. But the bottom line is those kids didn't come down and, you know, Zach Bradley shut him out for 6 innings. I mean, you know, just did an excellent job. And Zach can do that with any team in any classification if you give him the chance. You know, our ability to score runs is what's hurt Zach when he's pitched. He's pitched some great games for us, and we just haven't scored runs for him in those games. You know, and he pitches a great 6 innings in that game, but still gets a no decision because we end up going extra innings and winning in the 8th inning. So Jaden Robertson got the win. But you know, Jaden came in, hadn't pitched since our opening day with Springville, where he struggled, and he hadn't pitched again since then. And with Jaden right now, it's more of a mental, you know, a mental thing with him. He's got the physical tools, but, you know, mentally he just doesn't seem ready to throw. And I wanted to get him a chance, and you know, that was a big opportunity for him coming in a game of that caliber. And I thought maybe letting him throw at home would help out, and he came in and really did a great job. And if he can do that for us the rest of the year, be a 1 or 2 inning guy that comes in and closes the door like he did, you know, we're just picking up another pitcher that's going to help us out, and he did a great job. But, you know, overall, you know, Salem Hills didn't come down and hit us like they probably wanted to, and they were a little upset about that, but that's the game of baseball too. And, you know, I thought we did a really good job of just playing and doing what we do, and we came out with a win. So I was pleased.
You've talked all year about how deep your guys' pitching can really roll, and then yesterday against Emory, we just see two pitchers. And I think this is one of the things that that I admire most about this team, Coach. You play three games in 3 days. You can essentially throw six different kids in three games in 3 days.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
Yeah, I wanted to get Cody Lowe and Triton Abeta both some time yesterday just because it was our third game of the week, but they hadn't even gotten a chance to throw. And, you know, Cody got two innings and Triton got three yesterday. So when you look at it, I mean, three full games during a week, and my really number two, number three, or number four guys only got to throw two or three innings the entire week. So it just tells you kind of how deep we are in those positions, and it's really nice. I mean, you know, Zach kind of stands out a little bit as being a pitcher. He's able to locate and do some things. But Cody Triton, you know, Nate Olson, Adrian Sanchez, and, you know, we throw Jaden Robertson in that mix. Those guys can all come in. They can all throw. I call them more throwers than I do pitchers because they don't locate as well. But, man, when they can just come in and pound the strike zone, they throw hard enough and they, you know, they have good enough stuff that they can pitch with anybody. So, you know, we get in trouble a little bit when they lose their control and we have some walks. And yesterday I thought Cody started off rough. I mean, obviously we hit the first guy of the game and he was struggling to find the strike zone. And, you know, I think he settled in just about the time I pulled him out. That last two outs of the second inning, he looked like he'd really settled in and found the strike zone. And I just wanted to get Triton an opportunity to pitch. And, you know, he comes in and walks a guy in the first inning he pitches too. And if you know me at all, and most coaches, walks just drive us nuts. You know, just throw the ball over the plate. Let your defense play some defense for you. But I hate walks. Obviously, Salem Hills probably hates them even more. I mean, that's how they lost to us in extra innings. You know, they had three walks in that inning, I think. And, you know, walks just end up biting you in the rear end, and I hate them as a coach. And if our guys will just control the strike zone and not walk, we're going to be awful tough to beat.
Again, right now being joined by Jeff Cincinnatus, manager of the Carbon Dino Baseball Squad. Coach, you guys will take the rest of the week off. Busy next week because we get Delta on Tuesday. Got to play Providence Hall on Wednesday, and then you get Delta again on Friday. But from this point on, outside of that regular season finale against Desert Hills, I mean, it's a stretch of region games now.
Yeah, we're in the heart of region play. You know, we're making up a game with Providence Hall that we missed last week because of rain. So that does put us with three games this week. But, you know, for the last some years, we've been playing three games a week in our region anyway, so it's really not nothing new for us. I mean, we're okay with that. Like you said, Delta is a new team in our region this year, so it's always a travel to go play them. But we'll have them at home on Tuesday, then travel up and play Providence, then travel to Delta. So a busy week, like you said, and, you know, the rest of the season is jam-packed with a bunch of region games. And, you know, we want to finish number one in our region. I mean, that's our goal. It's been our goal since day one to be region champs. And, you know, Juab and Union right now are both playing really well. They're both ranked ahead of us, as a matter of fact. If you look at the Desert News rankings, we dropped out of the top five, which I don't put a lot of emphasis on. I mean, our preseason schedule has been a lot tougher than anybody else in 3A, and I don't have a problem saying that to anyone. If you look at who we've played in the preseason so far, it's been a tougher preseason than anyone. So, you know, our record's not real glamorous when you look at it. I think we're 8-5 now on the year, and some of those other teams are, you know, 8-2 or 7-1 or whatever. But I look at our body of work against who we're playing, and I think my squad is where it needs to be, and it's definitely going to help us move on. But, you know, Juab and Union are both good teams. I'm not taking anything away of how good of teams they are. They're going to be really, really good teams, and they're going to be tough to beat. You know, but I feel like we're getting ourselves there where we're going to be ready for them when the end of the year rolls around.
I think it's looking at it, and I don't know too much about Region 13, but it appears to me that Region 14 is definitely the best region front to back in the state.
I believe so. Region 13 is probably the weakest when I look at it. Grantsville is going to run away with that region, hands down. I don't see anybody, maybe Judge Memorial, giving them a game in that region. You know, Judge is not too bad. They're a good team. We've already seen and played them and beat them down in St. George. But they're going to be a quality team. Then you go to Region 15, where South Sevier and Grand are probably going to pound on each other for the region title in that region, and both really good teams there too. But I think top to bottom, you look at us Union and Juab, we've got three quality teams in our region, and you're going to see all three of those teams advance in the state tournament and go pretty deep, I think, when it all is said and done.
We're past the midway point in the regular season. And I think, Coach, realistically speaking, at any sport, I mean, you're going to see some rapid improvement, maybe the most improvement over the final month of the season from teams. But at the same time, you can look at what's a realistic possibility for squads. This team realistically has a chance to win a state championship. I mean, you can say that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have goals at the beginning of the year. I think every team puts a goal out there, and obviously a goal is to win a state title. Sometimes those goals need to be realistic. You know, in years past, you know, we say we want to win a state title, and we do, but you're kind of thinking, you know, I don't know if we quite have what it takes to do that. I mean, but this year, our goal of a state title is something that realistically, it's obtainable for us. And, you know, I think we're going to be really disappointed if we don't reach that goal because we have that capability. Again, you know, baseball is a funny game. I mean, when anytime you deal with high school sports or anything, I mean, you have opportunities where things aren't going to go your way. And, you know, you got to have a little luck. You got to have the ball bounce your way. I mean, no one's just going to give us a state title, but I think we have the guys that are capable of getting there, and it's my job to just keep pushing them every day and get them better, and hopefully when the time comes, we're ready to play for that state title and have an opportunity to win it.
Spring break, you give the kids the next few days off?
Yeah, they're done until Monday. We'll come back and practice Monday. It's always hard. You know, it's a long weekend. I mean, my biggest fear is, especially living in this area, is we go down on the desert, we get on our side-by-sides and four-wheelers, and you just don't want anybody to get hurt. And you know, we've got a good thing going. We're playing well. You want the kids to come back healthy. And you know, just keep the momentum going and moving forward. I thought we took a step back Monday, but we come back and move forward on Tuesday and Wednesday. And we got to take, you know, three more steps forward next week with our three games next week. So, you know, they need some time off, as do I. But at the same time, we need to continue working hard and getting better. So I'm excited when Monday rolls back around, but I hope they enjoy the next few days off and that everybody has a safe and happy Easter.
Coach, I appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on a good week of baseball, and best of luck next week. I know we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino Baseball Squad. We've got a break for just a moment. We have more Diamond Talk coming up. We're going to move over to Emory and talk softball. Coach Sean Bell is going to join us right after this on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.